Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Attempted murder, aggravated arson, aggravated assault, and terrorism. Those are the charges against the man arrested for allegedly tossing the Molotov cocktail at the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania at 2 in the morning Sunday, igniting a fire as Governor Josh Shapiro and his family were sleeping. The governor, his wife, 4 children, and their 2 dogs all got out safely. The suspect, 38-year-old Cody Ballmer of Harrisburg, is said to be a mechanic who's previously expressed disdain for Democrats on social media. Officials say he had scaled an iron security fence to get on the property. Shapiro spoke Sunday.
This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other, directed at one particular party or another, or one particular person or another. It is not okay.
Shapiro vowing that if Ballmer was trying to stop him from doing his job, then he will work harder. He and his family had just celebrated the first night of Passover. The governor said the incident would not stop him from observing his faith. As calls mount for the entire helicopter sightseeing industry in New York City to be shut down, New York Helicopter Tours, the company that owned the chopper in last week's deadly crash, has grounded its flights.
The FAA posting to X about the closure, saying they support the National Transportation Safety Board's investigation. This decision coming just hours after Senator Chuck Schumer called for the company's operation permits to be revoked.
It is usually the companies, not the pilots, that are openly manipulating FAA rules, cutting corners, and could well be putting profits over people.
The FAA says they're hosting a helicopter safety panel on April 22nd, but Schumer calling for ramp inspections at other tour companies.
They show up unannounced and check things are on the level.
Now the FAA says safety is their number one priority and they won't hesitate to protect the flying public. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It is still a mystery what happened in upstate Copaic, New York, Sunday. There was no distress call before a plane carrying 6 people went down. The Associated Press is reporting that all 6 people on board were killed and that among them was Karina Groff, a former MIT soccer player who was named the 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year. The other passengers were her parents, her brother, his partner, and Groff's boyfriend. The NTSB is still investigating. Deadly domestic violence in Bayside.
According to sources, police believe it was a murder-suicide, which would fit in with what Jenny heard from her house at the scene on Oceana Street.
First, I heard 3 shots, like, in a row. And then after that, I think I would say 30 seconds after that or a little longer, another gunshot.
And she heard a female voice crying for help. Police found a 17-year-old boy with a gunshot wound to the chest and a 28-year-old man hit in the head. The head wound leading sources to speculate that he was the one who took his own life. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bayside.
There has been a fatal shooting in the Bronx. 24-year-old Jeremy Ortega shot to death in front of his apartment on Quincy Avenue in Throgs Neck early Sunday morning. Cops are looking for as many as four men who were seen running from the scene. No word yet on a motive. 12 people taken to the hospital with minor injuries following a fire at NYCHA's Farragut Houses in Brooklyn. FDNY Division Chief James Maloney.
Started in the compactor and then it just started spreading up the compactor chute. So there was some clogs and some blockages in there and it just kept going up. So we had to put lines on, hose lines on different floors.
This is a 14-story building with the fire taking just over an hour to put out. The cause is not yet known.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.